Coming up on Upper Skagit Talks is part two of a day spent with Farm to School. This was on Thursday, March the 15th. I went over to the bungalow where Farm to School has a new kitchen, and I talked to Rachel Sackow about the program. She teaches the children, she gives them a lesson on what they are going to be cooking and maybe some history as to the origin of the food. She teaches them how to cut, why it's cut a certain way, and then they all have, they get to cook whatever they cut up or get ready for. The preparation is done first. I tried to go around and get each of the children individually to talk about what they are doing. It is rather noisy. I did not want to distract them too terribly much for them having knives in their hand. But they were all very careful and they were attentive. I think Rachel is doing a good job on making sure that they pay attention and do things correctly. They can use more volunteers probably. If some of you parents out there are listening and are able to assist in any manner, that would be wonderful. Just contact Rachel at Farm to School, contact the elementary school to let them know that you would like to participate in some of these programs. In any case, it was an enjoyable day for me. I hope it was for the children. I hope you stay tuned in and listening. I am going to ask Bill to download a link to this recording on our KSVU Facebook page so that the children, if they don't hear it, they're in school when it's being played on the radio, that maybe they can listen afterwards. So please stay tuned, enjoy, and thank you very much for listening.
So we're going to do a really quick check-in question because there's so many of you and we don't have a lot of time. So does anybody have a favorite? Oh, I like that one. Favorite place. I think we're going to go with that.
That's a recorder. What's your name?
Brendan.
All right, Brendan, you're going to be on the radio.
My name is Cherokee, and my favorite place is China. My favorite food is Chinese.
My name is Brendan, and my favorite place is Great Wolf Lodge. Well, I've been there. And
My name is Obi, and my favorite place is here.
My name is Chloe, and my favorite place is Rich Bay Watersides.
I am Brianna, and my favorite place is Olympia.
My name is Kim. My favorite place is San Diego.
My name is Cameron. My favorite place is home.
My name is Josiah, and I like CenturyLink Field.
My name is Kira, and my favorite place in the world is Panda Express. By the way, that's a restaurant.
My name is Alexis, and my favorite place in the world is with my family.
So my name is Ashton. My favorite place in the world would probably be with my at my house or outside my yard.
My name is RJ, and my favorite place, I'd probably have to say, is CeCe's Pizza.
My name is Mateo, and I don't know my favorite place.
My name is Prudence, and my favorite place is Birch Bay Waterslides, I guess, or Silverwood.
My name is Connor, and my favorite place is probably on my couch playing video games.
My name is Keaton, and my favorite place is the woods.
My name is Harley, and right next to school, my favorite place is Cascade Burgers.
My name is Aiden, and my favorite place is probably Idaho Silverwood.
My name is Andrew, and my favorite place is Africa.
My name is JJ, and my favorite place is at my house on my couch playing my phone.
My name is Jason, and I have five favorite places.
Choose one.
Oh, with my family. Can I just do one more?
Okay, one more.
And my favorite food.
No.
Okay. And I also like Silverwood.
Pass the broccoli down, please.
My name is Mason, and my favorite place is Silverwood
and Lone Star.
My name is Jaden, and my favorite place is Disneyland.
My name is Alan. My favorite place is my bed.
Thank you. And we have one more.
Hi, Goji.
Hi, my name is Goji, and my favorite place is playing in the dirt.
Thank you. Okay.
And your name?
I'm Rachel, and my favorite place is Rockport State Park in the sunshine.
What about Mrs. Kilpatrick?
I'm Mrs. Kilpatrick. My favorite place is any place outdoors, especially in the mountains or the woods.
My name is Irma, and my favorite place is KSVU, 90.1 FM radio.
So today we're going to make a recipe from China, and we're going to make fried rice, okay?
Vegetable fried rice.
Yeah. So guys, I want you to direct your attention to my visual aid here. Okay. So first of all, when you think of Chinese food, what is an item that you think of a lot? Yes, Harley.
I think of fish and noodles and rice.
Turkey?
Cows.
Cows?
Yeah.
JJ?
I think of, what's it called?
Orange chicken?
Sweet teriyaki? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Ashlyn?
I think when I go to China, I imagine like spicy recipes with like all of them involve rice.
Rice. Okay, so I'm going to go with that. Rice, and we're talking about rice today. So 2,000 years ago in China, everybody ate wheat and millet, which is another kind of grass, and they worked really hard to produce that wheat and millet. It took a lot of labor, and sometimes they'd have a drought, which is when things get really dry and hot, or something else would happen, and they'd lose their crop, and then they wouldn't have food for that year. And during the Song Dynasty, which was in the 900s, okay, they got a new kind of rice from a neighboring kingdom. And it was quick growing, so they could grow it more than once a year, and it was drought tolerant, which means that it could handle that heat. And so all of a sudden, that really changed the way they were farming. And in addition to getting that new kinds of rice, they got some new inventions that helped with their agriculture too. So does anybody know what this looks like? Has anybody seen something like that, Josiah?
A rake?
A rake, maybe. Think about it as like, it's about as big, like it would be pulled behind this cow. And so the cow would pull it,
oh, yeah,
and a person would be walking over here. Ashlyn?
It's a plow.
It's a plow.
Takes stuff out of the ground and then
perfect. It turns over the ground. So they got a plow. They got this tool, which is called a harrow, which helped them to cultivate their crops. And this, which I don't think anybody is going to recognize, is called a chain pump. So a chain pump is a new way of pumping water out of a stream, and it was powered, some of them were powered by like a water wheel kind of system, so you've got kind of buckets that go in the water, and then as they pick up water, they bring them back out. So then they were getting water much faster, and instead of hauling buckets around, they could have it, they could have irrigation systems. So these three things really changed how they grew rice, and suddenly they were able to grow a lot more food. So here we are. We've got quick growing rice, improved agriculture. Somebody, what does this say here?
Rice.
Can I get a volunteer? Yes.
Rice slurps.
Rice.
Surplus.
Surplus. So what's a surplus? Cherokee, what's a surplus?
A surplus is like something that...
okay, guys.
A surplus, I think... I forgot.
Okay, anybody else? Surplus? Mason?
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you bring the microphone, please?
Yeah.
You know, in China, did the Chinese, well, the Chinese drink tea all the time?
That's one of the things that actually happened during this kind of change in their culture.
Mm-hmm.
As they made more food, that was one of the things that they started drinking was tea.
Yeah.
Interesting. But what I'm looking for is the answer, what is a surplus? Josiah.
Like a bonus of money.
It's bonus. Okay, it's extra. Or excess. Okay, so as they were able to grow all this rice, all of a sudden they had more than they could eat. What do you think they did with what the extra?
Me.
RJ. You can use my visual aid as a cheat. What?
Stored it.
Sort?
Stored it. And then population grew.
Yeah, okay. So they stored it. So if they had a year with bad crops, they'd still have food. Their population was able to grow because when you have more food, you can feed more people. And, yes.
To get it over here, did they put it in boxes and put it on cargo ships?
later. We're talking like 2,000 years ago. We're talking oxen and horses and
small
Silk Road. Yes.
They would also grow the population because they had more
food.
And they would trade and then sell what they traded the money for, or the rice, I mean the rice for, getting them more money, and from then on they would go up on the stock.
Yes, okay. So they sold their rice and they traded it for things that other countries had that they needed. So trade and commerce, and this is the development of the Silk Road, which was China trading across Asia with like Rome and Italy and Northern Africa, and they're all trading spices and silk. And when they start trading and selling stuff, then they earn more money. And what happens too is as people don't have to farm for their meals, you don't have to work in the fields every day just so you have dinner on the table, we get urbanization. Does anybody know what urbanization is? Okay, so does anybody know the word urban? What does that sound like to you? Ashlyn?
A city.
Urbanization
would mean more cities.
Perfect. Okay, so as people don't have to, they can buy their food now, they don't have to like hoe the ground for it, they can move to cities and do other things. And what happens is China starts doing some scientific research and they figure out how to make a compass and they figure out that the moon and the sun are round, not flat. And then they also start developing culture and government becomes more developed. And they are the first country to figure out that people should earn their places in government rather than just getting them because they were wealthy or very popular. So they had bureaucracy, and then they have ideas, so they develop philosophy and religion. Yes.
And that is why they are one of the most advanced cities in the world.
Yes, they were very, very advanced, and as Mr. Bondi put on here, world domination comes next. Some other notes about things that China invented during this period. They had the first, they invented paper money, the first paper money in the world. They figured out how to make the compass. They mass-produced steel and gunpowder, ceramics, poetry, paintings, paper, printing press kind of stuff. Yes, Harley?
They also found out that paper on it works just as good as steel on.
So before I start cutting, I always start with somebody call me. Yes, Harley?
A cutting board and one of those mat things. I guess what they're called.
Yes. Well, we don't have a name for them, so we call them the mat things. Okay. I'm gonna need this spot here. Okay, thank you. So, what is one way of cutting that we use in this room? Yes.
The claw.
The claw. Okay, so let me see your bear claws. I'm gonna practice those. What's the other one that we've learned?
The tunnel?
Yes. The tunnel. And let me see your tunnels.
Nice.
Okay. So before I start cutting with my knife, I always want to have something on my
cutting board.
So I'm going to cut up a carrot. Today, guys, when you cut up a carrot, you're going to cut the top off of it. Okay? That's for our worms. And then you're going to use the tunnel to cut it in half. So I'm going to cut it first like that. And then I'm going to tunnel like this. Okay, so I'm going to hold it firmly between my fingers and my thumb with my knife in the middle and cut straight down like that. And then I have two halves. And something that's really important when you're cutting vegetables is that you always have the flat side down on your cutting board, okay? So I want you today to really remember with whatever we're cutting, whether it's an onion or a cabbage, that the flat side is always back down on your cutting board, okay? So I'm gonna cut this in half again, like so. And then what we're gonna practice today is dicing vegetables because we're making fried rice. And how big do you want your vegetables in fried rice?
Very tiny.
Patrick?
You want them warm, but I also was wondering if I could say a question if I can ask something.
Can you hold it for when I'm done? Thank you.
But you want the fried rice?
Yeah, what size do we want our vegetables?
Very small.
Not too big, not too small, but you want them,
You want them evenly sized and you want them small. And I think that's what you're going for.
Bite size.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take my quarter of a carrot that I've got. I'm going to bear claw. And then I'm going to rock my knife. So guys, I've called this in the last class the boat dice. That's our army number. Because my knife has this nice curve on the bottom of it, right? Yeah. So I'm going to rest that on my cutting board, and I'm not going to pick up my knife again, okay? It's just going to rock. And so I'm going to rock it like that. And you will notice that without picking up my knife at all, I'm getting these nice little pieces. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And when you're doing this, some mistakes that I've seen kids making is not going far enough down. So just make sure that you make it all the way down to the cutting board, okay?
That's
and then
a
your
hole.
Your dices are cut. Harley, can you pass me a bench scraper, please?
A what?
Bench scraper? Yeah, actually that works well. So this is not a bench scraper, but we're going to use this today too. Does anybody know what this is?
No.
A chicken potato thing.
A sugar potato thing.
Keaton?
I forgot.
You forgot? Yes.
A crinkle cutter.
A crinkle cutter. Okay. So, guys, you want to put your vegetable. It's okay. So you want your vegetable right about in the middle of the crinkle cutter when you're cutting. And you can just cut down with this like you would a knife. And then what you get is crinkle cut vegetables. Okay? Which is kind of cool. So you can do that. Somebody at your table can be doing that. So today we are dicing carrots and cabbage and onions. We have green onions, which you can use scissors to cut up, and I'll make sure the scissors all get out onto the tables. We're also chopping garlic. And when you're chopping things, you can just put the base of your hand on the top of your knife, and that way, again, there's no fingers in the way, okay? Garlic and ginger are at the front of the room. You're gonna grate ginger. And please read your recipe before you begin cooking. Make sure that everybody gets a chance to do things they want to do. And please keep the noise level down in here today. Irma's going to try to interview some of you, I think, about some things, and it'd be really nice if we could all hear today, okay? Any questions about what we're doing today or how we're going to do it? Okay. Yes, Julia.
Can we wash our hands?
Of course, but not right now. Yes, Harley.
What's that going to be used for?
That's for grating the ginger.
What?
Yes, Connor.
Do we have the smaller side of the
carrot? So with this side, that's a really good question. So with this side of the carrot, I would do the same technique to cut it in half, like that, but I don't think I'd cut it in quarters because it's skinnier. Good question, though. But that way, if I cut it in half like that, then I have a flat edge to put on my board, and otherwise carrots roll around. We're not going to get stools until we are eating, until we're ready to eat, okay? So I don't want to see people sitting while we're prepping food. You are standing to prep food. Okay, do you guys all remember which tables you're in?
Yes.
Okay, go to your tables, and then from there, go wash your hands.
Rachel, watch your arms. Don't, like, always feel like a little pen.
I'm gonna go wash my hands.
I washed mine earlier while I was in the bathroom.
What is your name?
JJ.
JJ, what are you wanting to learn to cut?
I want to learn to cut, what is it called? Rhubarb. Because at my house, we always grow rhubarb.
So if you learn how to cut it here, then you can do it more at home.
Yeah, and yeah.
Are you having fun in these classes?
What?
Are you having fun in these classes?
Yes.
How many things have you learned to cook?
I have no clue.
A lot or
like Julia, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Julia. You didn't want to talk earlier, but you will talk now?
Yes.
What do you want to learn how to cut?
Everything.
Everything. Do you take turns going around cutting up different vegetables, or do you each get your own vegetable?
We have, like,
sometimes we have like a vegetable for everyone, but sometimes we have different things everyone gets to do.
Okay, do you always get to eat your food that you cook?
Yeah.
And do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you go home and cook?
Yeah.
Do you teach your mom how to cook?
No.
Prudence, what do you want to learn to cook, to cut today?
I don't know.
Have you ever cut before?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Okay, and are you very careful?
Uh-huh, because my mom's a baker and she teaches me.
Oh, well, good.
She used to be a cook.
So you have a little bit of knowledge already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Prudence. What is your name?
Jaden.
Jaden?
We only have 2 minutes, but...
What do you want to learn to cook?
Nothing.
What is your name?
Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah.
What do you want to cut today?
What is it? Vegetables.
Okay, and do you know how to stir fry?
Yeah.
So are you...
No.
Oh, okay, so... Are you anxious to learn how to make the Chinese food?
No.
You don't like Chinese food?
I like it.
Oh, good. Okay, well, get to work. What is your name?
Brianna.
Brianna, what are you going to cut today?
I don't know.
Well, you have a garlic in front of you. Do you think that's what it is?
I don't cut garlic. I peel it.
Are you anxious to cook your Chinese food?
Yes, I love Chinese food.
Oh, good. Okay, well, have fun. And your name?
Oblio.
And what are you going to cook? I mean, what are you going to cut?
I don't know.
What do you want to cut?
I don't know.
He wants to cut onions.
Do you like cutting or cooking best?
I don't know.
He likes eating.
Why do you get an apple?
Oh, you just like the eating part. Okay, thank you. Your name?
Aiden.
Aiden, what are you going to cut?
I don't know, but I am hoping to cut those...
Did you guys
those,
read the recipe?
Those whatever those... No, those green things out there.
The leaf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether that's kale or lettuce.
I don't know. I'm not sure either.
It'll tell you on the menu, won't it?
This Rachel asked it to be quiet in here because our lovely radio station announcer is going around interviewing people and it's so loud in here. I'm pretty sure she can't hear anybody.
What?
So, our voices have to be like at a whisper. Can you sing us Mrs. Kilpatrick in a whisper?
Yes, Mrs. Kilpatrick.
Oh, that was a really loud whisper. Try and quiet or what?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear that very good, too. All right, nice job. Let's keep it at a whisper, please.
Thank you. I think that's bok choy.
Oh, yeah, so I'm probably going to be cutting bok choy.
All right, well, with the scissors.
Yeah, because I don't have
any. Have fun. I already got Julia. Your name?
Carly.
Are you going to grate or are you going to cook?
I really don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't even have a cutting board.
Well, it didn't look like there's any more cutting boards around, so maybe you're going to grate.
I'll show you another cutting board.
Thank you.
What is your name?
Josiah.
Josiah, are you going to be cutting up onions today?
No, eating.
Oh, you're going to eat the onion. Have you cut onions before?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not new to you?
No.
But the Chinese food cooking is new?
Yeah.
Well, have fun. What is your name?
Patrick.
Patrick, you're cutting up carrots, bite-sized carrots. Have you done this before?
Yes, I know how to cook.
All right.
I made stuff for my family. One time I had to actually make dinner because my mom was sick.
Well, good for you. I bet she appreciates it. Have you made Chinese food before?
No, but I actually really want to make sushi and Chinese. I really want to make the noodles. I like one of those things that are called dumplings. Not dumplings, but it's like those cheesy things.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. Does it make you hungry when you're cutting all this food?
I just like carrots.
Oh, okay.
I like... What is this again?
Bok choy.
I've never had it, I think.
It's like lettuce.
I like lettuce.
Well, have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What is your name?
Cameron.
Cameron.
Hi.
What are you cutting up?
I don't know.
Bok choy?
Yes.
And cutting it in bite-sized pieces?
Yes.
Why would you use a knife instead of a scissor?
Because I was told to use a knife.
Okay.
I tried it.
Have you ever done Chinese food before?
No.
Are you anxious to taste it?
Yes.
I really like those little cheesy things are. Those like cheese. They're called. It's like little. You get these three things. They're like with cheese things, and it's filled with cheese inside of it. It's called like three dumpling thing. It's not a dumpling, but it looks like it. It's like a little circle thing. Then like there's melted cheese thing in it. It's called. It starts something with a C.
If you eat it when it's too hot, does it burn your tongue?
I mean, I don't really know. I haven't tried it, but I really want to.
Okay. What is your name?
My name's Kale.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Kale.
So, you're peeling garlic?
Yeah.
And after you peel it, what are you going to do?
We need four pieces, so after I peel four pieces, I'm going to give it to the person.
Have you ever done Chinese food before?
No.
Are you anxious to taste it?
No.
Do you like garlic?
Yeah.
Garlic's good for you too, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've never done Chinese food.
Well, I'm sure you will like it. If you help cook it, you're going to like it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Your name again?
RJ.
Those are fine. Those are bite-sized.
Cut before?
I've cut before.
Cut your finger when you're talking to me, okay? Be careful. Have you ever done Chinese food before?
No, I have never done Chinese food.
Are you anxious to taste it?
I mean, I've had Chinese food before.
Right.
Some people may know my dad. He works at 90.1's Sunday brunch, 10 to 12:30.
Oh,
he does jazz.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. You're gonna go to Annie's for the St. Patty's Day and talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. Yeah.
All right.
I remember the last time I was there for the St. Patrick's Day.
You told me joke on the radio.
Yeah. A few. They were okay. I mean, they weren't the best, but I've gotten a few better ones.
Okay, good.
And then
so
can I do the
time to practice?
I've had a little bit.
Thank you, RJ.
All right.
All right.
Have a good day, everybody. You're ready to eat.
Your name again?
Brendan.
Brendan. And what did you cut up, Brendan?
Carrots.
Did you get one whole carrot?
Well, yeah, but RJ's continuing.
Oh, okay. So you shared with him.
Yep.
Have you done Chinese food before?
Nope.
Are you anxious to taste it?
Yep.
Your name?
Cherokee.
Cherokee.
Like the Indian tribe.
Yes. And what did you cut up?
I started cutting up the carrots, but then I wanted to help with the sauce. So me and Brendan traded.
Oh, you're going to make a sauce.
Remember?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, have fun.
Seriously, yeah.
Ashlyn, how are you?
Good.
So you're cutting it up with your fingers instead of a knife.
Well, yeah, because everyone else has knives, but like there's limited amount and
the only stirring.
Lettuce is really easy to rip, so I'm just using my hands.
Well, I heard once that you're supposed to tear lettuce and cabbage anyway because that way you don't cut the veins and you don't lose the nutrients.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, it's easy to rip.
Yes.
How does it go
up faster?
Yeah.
And less chance of cutting your finger.
Yeah. I'm not very comfortable.
To you. What is your name?
My name is Alexis.
What?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Cherokee, why'd you take that from me? I'll get you some.
Awesome.
Am I disturbing you? Oh, you finished cutting it
up.
Yeah. Have you made Chinese food before?
No, I can honestly say I never had. I did go to a Chinese buffet once.
Well, did you like the food?
Well, I tried sushi. It wasn't that great.
Well, sushi, you have to be in the mood for sushi, I think. But sushi can be very good. I hope you learn to make sushi one time.
Okay.
And your name?
My name's Kira.
I just kind of did Kira? This for a yeah. while.
And Kira, what did you just cut out?
Pretty sure it was chives.
And my name's Patrick. Hi!
Have you made Chinese food before?
No.
Are you anxious to taste it?
Not really.
It's going to be good.
I'm not a big fan of Chinese food.
Well, maybe just don't put too much sauce on and you'll like it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kira.
You're welcome.